Hello and welcome to Snake Pit Underground Radio. This is your host, Guy Munterson, coming from an undisclosed bunker in the Sonoran Desert. We have a great show for you tonight. Big show, got some really hot scoops that are just gonna blow your minds. First though, friends, I want to remind you to be vigilant against mind intruders. That's why I always recommend the aluminum foil from our good friends at Reynolds. Your life is too important to be put in the hands of an off-brand or inferior foil. Reynolds, for when you need to hide from the Terrapin Death Squads. Okay, so here we are, April 21st, 305th year since our merciless alien masters arrived. The Diamondbacks have managed to turn around their performance, taking a four-game sweep from the Giants in San Francisco! Boy, San Fran, beautiful city and great people, but that AT&T Park is in a bad spot. First of all, it's front for the AT&T Group, or as our longtime listeners know, which stands for the Alien Technology and Tools. Now see, it might look like a wonderful ballpark by the water with a giant Coca-Cola bottle, but don't be fooled, friends! Stay vigilant. If you peel away the shiny exterior, you'll find a winding hive of tunnels for the Terrapin alien race that secretly controls everything from our major sports events to when the McRib comes back. Boy, I could sure go for a McRib right about now. The barbecue sauce helps insulate your organs from illegal and intrusive body scans, which is why it's only available very rarely. You gotta stock up, friends, otherwise you're opening yourself up for a probe or two, and take it from me, it ain't fun. But I digress. That the Diamondbacks even won a game, let alone four, is a major victory in the Shell Wars. You see, the entire MLB league has been set up to funnel money to our Tertullian overlord regime. And the game itself acts as an opiate for the masses. Only by beating them at their own game can we win this war, which is why I salute the Diamondbacks, the last pure team left with no turtles or tortoises in sight in the quest to free us. I teased at the top of the show that we had some new whiz-bang information. This tidbit was dug up by Ernie in Tuba City. That's not his real name, by the way. Need to protect his identity. Anyways, Ernie sent this note in where he says he was watching a reverse tape of the first game of the series on Monday, and the tape shows Jake Peavy briefly turning into a Terrapin. I've seen the tape, folks, and it is wild stuff. You won't believe it. You've got to see this. We're going to put it up on our website. You will check it out at azsnakepit.com. This reminds me of a couple seasons ago, maybe Ot 5 or Ot 6. I was watching the Jack in the Box commercial that played during the games, and I realized that if I synced it up with a Smash Mouth All-Star, that it revealed strategic codes of the Terrapin websites, which were used, if you recall, and I know long-time listeners do, to determine the whereabouts of the Great Turtle. Nobody was able to get him, but it was a crucial breakthrough, friends. Okay, let's get to some letters. Franny from Somerton asks, my husband has been getting deep into this Terrapin nonsense. How do I talk sense into? Well, Franny, sounds like you're the one who needs some sense talked into. These Terrapins are no joke, and they will come into your house and wear your children like cheap Halloween costumes. Billy Joel from Parker writes, I think I saw a Terrapin near the dam. What should I do? Billy Joel, that's only one thing you can do with a Terrapin, and that's cook them up in a soup. I recommend you go down to your local hardware store, get a tack hammer, some duct tape, some siding plastic, two buckets, bag of butter, popcorn, one of those hilarious truck nuts, handful of tiny American flags. Billy Joel, you need to track down this son of a bitch Terrapin and eliminate him. Okay, folks, that's about all we got time for. Don't want to stay on too long, just in case the Terrapins are tracking my signal. Till next time, though, stay vigilant, my friends, and never let your guard down. This is Guy Bunchison, signing off.